Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a wonderful show for you tonight. In just a bit, we'll be taking your calls and bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And of course, we always enjoy taking your questions as well. So if there's something you'd like to ask us, or if you'd like to have a mini reading, give us a call here on the show. We're at 888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight is Lynn LeClaire, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a couple of quick updates. So you may have heard that Forever Family is doing a whole new webinar series, and we have another wonderful webinar coming up for you. But you do have to register, and you can do that right from our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So I hope you'll join us next week on Wednesday, September 23rd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with Professor Paranormal Lloyd Auerbach, and his presentation is on pop culture consciousness, how pop culture, media, and literature have influenced our ideas of psi and consciousness. It's going to be a great presentation. Very easy to sign up. The best part is that you can join us for this 90-minute presentation from anywhere, as long as you have an internet connection. Again, the details are all up on the website. Coming up on October 24th, we have a wonderful event at Long Island University in Brookville, New York, called A Celestial Evening of Spirit Communication, and that's with our very own certified medium, Kim Russo. Kim is the star of TV's The Haunting Of. She will be there with another one of our certified mediums, Joseph Peretta. I know Kim and Joe personally. They are just absolute dolls, and they're just fantastic mediums. So you don't want to miss this one, especially if you're in the New York metro area. And finally, we have another great Holidays Past raffle coming up on December 23rd. And mediumship readings will be given away to 5 lucky winners. So be sure to enter. And if you do, you might win a reading with one of our certified mediums. The mediums participating in this raffle will be Tracy Lee Nash, Dr. Neil Zepkowski, Nancy Marlowe, Dustin Livers, and Kathy Toll. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. We're going to be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. Once again, you can reach us here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Lynn LeClaire, and she is not only one of the certified mediums with Forever Family Foundation, but she is a third-generation medium in her family. And in addition to her private practice, Lynn also specializes in grief therapy and bereavement counseling, and we are just absolutely thrilled to have her on the show tonight. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hi. Good evening, everyone.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
I know.
I know. We're overdue. It's great that
we
have you
long
here.
Time.
So, you know, I'm fascinated with this third generation medium. So this would include your parents and grandparents?
Yeah, on actually both sides. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
So on mom's side and on dad's side, you have mediums in
yes.
All three generations.
On all three. three generations.
I can't imagine what having dinner, like sitting around the dinner table, and that conversation.
Oh, this one's talking to me now.
Oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine. You know, just so our listeners know, because we have so many different colleagues and I've spoken to so many different people, we all have other people in the family. Apparently, there's like a genetic kind of factor when it comes to psychic ability and mediumship ability, because I have quite a few people in my family also, although I don't have three generations in a row like that, and I don't think I have them on both sides of the family. So, but yeah, quite a few of us have psychic kids and psychic parents, and I don't know if you've noticed that also with some some of our colleagues.
I'm one of eight children, so two of us have it out of the eight.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And my son, you know, has it also, and my daughter and other son have it in other ways, but he really has. Like,
okay, so really then we're talking four generations for you.
Yes. Now it's four generations.
Oh,
and
my
it's
gosh,
neat seeing the nephews and nieces having it also. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's terrific. That's wonderful. So, you know, I wanted to ask you something because, as you know, each of us comes to this process of mediumship kind of in our own unique way. And I actually remember a while back, I think you and I were at a dinner event, and you were actually telling a story about one night when you were at home and a crime had taken place down the street from you. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
and you were saying that a spirit wouldn't leave you alone. I was so fascinated by that. I was just wondering if you would share that with our listeners.
Yes, absolutely. It was actually with a client. While it was during the day, and while she was getting a reading, all of a sudden her mother started talking about a shooting, and then another shooting, and another shooting. And I said, "Oh my gosh!" She keeps on saying, "Gun, shooting." And
right,
she said, four people shot, and I was just like, what is she talking? And she was like, what is my mom talking about?
Right, so obviously you're reading for your client, and your client doesn't understand what this information is.
Yeah, and I didn't understand it either. And then all of a sudden, maybe about 10 minutes into the reading, we hear this ambulance coming down, and all these police cars, ambulance, and occurred is during the reading, she was seeing these people down the block, they're only like maybe five houses away,
right,
that they were shot. And it was four people who were shot.
Oh, my
goodness.
And,
so she was seeing it as it was happening.
And was this a client in person with you? This was somebody sitting with
person.
You?
Yes, in person.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So she was hearing all the commotion and all the fire.
Oh, yeah,
the,
we saw it.
Ambulance
we went outside,
engine.
And I said, oh,
wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so and her mother was right on, you know, even to who was going to make it and who wasn't going to make it. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
See,
incredible.
I mean, it's so interesting how something like that can unfold. And, I mean, just so our listeners know, that's not the norm. Usually that kind of thing doesn't happen for us. But, kind of a special event.
Yeah, I used to give facials, and during the facials at that time, a woman came, and she was actually a psychologist, and I actually saw 9/11 before it happened, a month before it happened.
Oh,
and
gosh.
It was to prevent her, because she called me the day afterwards.
Right.
And her husband was wanting, the grandson was scheduled for to be on that plane going down in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And that was heading for D.C., and he took himself off the plane. He was scheduled to be on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
so he was able to.
His grandfather called him Pickles as a nickname, and he said only my grandfather would call me that and know that. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes it's pretty intense, the kind of things that we get, you know, and especially, I mean, I don't know if you typically work on criminal cases. I know a lot of different mediums do, but just, you know, so that our listeners understand, it is absolutely not easy to work on a criminal case.
No. I have done a few,
I have as well. I have as well. It requires an enormous amount of energy, you know, for us to do that, and probably it's because we feel things so deeply, you know, so...
Yeah.
You know, I really can appreciate mediums that do that kind of work, and I have the highest regard for them because I know the kind of energy that it takes. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting story. As you're doing a reading for somebody, there's a crime taking place, and the departed is sharing all the info with you. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Something
it was
else.
Absolutely amazing. And so spot on.
Is.
I was like, oh, my God.
I know. Right. It surprises even us sometimes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, because we don't know what they're really talking about, but they
well,
do.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a very short break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll be speaking more with Lynn LeClaire. We'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So I'm going to say the phone number one more time. If you want to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at 1-888-627-6008. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Medium Send Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Lynn LeClaire. So we're back with Lynn, and we are going to go to our phone lines. From what I understand, our lines are all lit up. And, of course, we try to get to as many calls as we can. So for those of you who are calling in this evening, if we take your call on the air, just tell us if you'd like to have a connection to spirit. Of course, we are always happy to take your questions instead. So you ready to go, Lynn?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
Okay, let's get to our first caller for tonight. We have Kathleen on the line from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen? Hi there, Kathleen.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Kathleen. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Okay, so you're ready. Did you want to speak to spirit?
Yes, please.
Or do you have a question?
No, I'd like a connection, please.
Okay. All right, give me one sec. I keep on getting a motherly figure. Feels like a grandmother figure to me. And it almost feels like a grandmother to the... it would be the father's mother. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's giving love. And anybody like the name Jimmy or James?
That's my dad.
Okay. All right. I just want to give love. Let me just see. And I keep on getting a lot of confusion around you, like a lot of decision-making around you right now. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
It's almost like leaving behind and starting anew. And you're having a tough time going into the new, and you're kind of like, I want to say three quarters in the old and a quarter into the new. And they're kind of pushing you a little bit.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I want to encourage you to go forward. And there's some kind of apprehension, but I keep on wanting you to go forward. If that makes any sense.
Okay.
Anything around two children? Are you one of two?
Do I have two children?
Huh? You have two children?
I have three children.
Okay. I keep on seeing two children. I keep on getting. And anything with girls, two girls. Are you one of two girls?
I'm one of three girls, actually.
Okay, I don't know why I keep on wanting to say the
two. I have one daughter.
No, I keep on wanting to say
two
the girls.
Two girls. Okay.
Is two girls, like, living near one another? Is two daughters living near one another? And one separate?
Wait, I thought you meant I have two sisters.
You have two sisters.
But I only have one daughter. No.
This is yeah, but does two of the daughters live near one another? Two of the sisters live near one another and one doesn't?
They used to, yes.
Okay.
My two sisters used to live together, and I didn't live with them. How's that?
Okay, and you didn't. All right, well, that's what I'm getting across here.
Okay. They want to talk about those two girls, huh?
Yeah. Give me one sec. And anything with the D name?
D?
D.
D.
There's no Diane, Donna. Mm.
Not that I can think of, but I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
D name.
And your mom doesn't have the D. or D in her
no.
name. Okay. Nothing with the last name.
No.
And there was a younger male that passed also? Not getting his old age.
I'm sorry?
Not getting his old age. Younger male.
Younger male, yes.
Okay. I keep on hearing the D name. I don't know why he keeps on giving me this D name.
Oh, the younger male?
Yeah. He keeps on yelling out for a D name. Yeah, but I don't think he's the D name. He feels like he's yelling out to the D name. And anything with a brother. And anything with a Daniel or a David. Again, the D-A name.
None of my, no.
Okay. There's something
None
with
of my
the D-A name. Who has the D? It'd be a D-A
no,
name.
No, I can't.
You can't pick, you can't get it. Okay. It's all right.
Right.
And is somebody down south, like, living more down south, but not, and nobody's in the Jersey area or the
I have
Maryland
a brother
area?
In Jersey.
Okay. you have a brother in Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, because they keep on sending love over to the brother.
Okay.
Let me just see. And anything with the name Michael or Michelle, anything with this M-I name?
Not in my immediate family, but
okay.
I do have a Michael.
All right. I don't know what. Give me one sec.
Okay, we've got quite a few people on hold, so we're going to have to wrap up in a few seconds.
And anything with the birthday with November, the October-November
area.
The
younger male that you mentioned earlier, that was his birthday.
Okay. He just keeps on giving love here.
Okay, that's all good.
All right.
All righty, we have to leave it there. Kathleen, thank you so much for calling in, though.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to get to our next caller. I think we have Glenda on the line from Florida. Are you with us, Glenda? Hi, is this Glenda?
This is she.
Hi, I'm going to turn you right over to Lynn.
Hi, Glenda, how you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well, Lynn. How are you?
Good. Okay, let me just see. Oh, and I keep on getting a fatherly figure for you. A father passed for you.
Yeah.
Okay. This could be father or father-in-law to me. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay, let me just see. I keep on hearing anything with the B name?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one second. I'm just trying to understand. I keep on seeing, I don't know why he keeps on showing me the kitchen, but he keeps on showing me the kitchen. and anything with a small dog that passed over?
Yes.
Because he keeps on telling me he has the dog with him. That makes sense?
Okay.
Give me one sec. Let me just see. I keep on hearing the C or K name. And anything with September, like a holiday with September, celebrating September.
Well, could you elaborate? Are they showing you anything?
He just keeps on showing me celebration. He just keeps on telling me a celebration with September. Like, there's, like, something with good news. He's, like, all excited about the celebration with September. And mom passed also?
Yes.
Because I keep on getting mom jumping in here. Okay, she keeps on, like, giving kisses to you and kisses to you and kisses to you.
Well, that's nice.
She keeps on showing, like, lighting of candles, too. Like, lighting of candles.
Okay, that makes sense.
And she's thanking about the lighting of candles. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. Now, with what you were saying with September and the candle lighting makes plenty of sense.
Okay. Is it like the new year that she's celebrating?
Exactly. That's
okay,
exactly
it. I keep on hearing the new year, like Happy New Year. And she's thanking about the candles. Do you understand? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. The Jewish New Year was just the beginning of this week.
Okay,
and
well,
the Jewish people honor the dead by lighting a candle for them that burns 24 hours.
Wow. Well, she's thanking you. Do you understand? Like, she's very grateful for this. And your grandmother's giving love, too.
So she wants you to know that.
Yeah. And was there a New York, like a Brooklyn relationship?
Yeah, there's the New York connection, definitely.
Okay. I almost feel like that's more home.
Yeah.
For them,
do you
understand?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Okay. And did her grandfather have his own business also?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, because he's talking about his own business. Yeah, but up in New York.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's sending love to you, too.
Wow.
Now, I don't know why they keep on making me feel like you're going in circles. Does that make any sense? It's almost like doing the same thing, and expecting a different result. Does that make any sense
My
to
whole
you?
Life, no.
Okay. I don't want you to keep on going around in circles. Do you understand?
Okay.
But I just keep on wanting to send you like a blessed new year. They just keep on giving blessings for this new year. And I feel like a lot of good things coming up for you, too. Like, I want to say finally. Do you understand?
Yeah, you know what? I'm agreeing with you there, Lynn, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we're going to have to leave
things. Yeah.
Good, thank you.
I think we're going to have to leave it there. Glenda, your whole family came through. They're all together. This is
well,
cool.
Yeah, they were very close, you know,
well, they
my mom
are.
And
yeah.
her. So, Doreen and Lynn, thank you ladies very much. I love what you do. And
you are very welcome. Thank you so much for calling into the show. It's our pleasure.
You're very welcome.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All righty. I think we have time for probably one more call before we have to go to a break. So let's go to our next caller. I think we have Linda on the line. I think this is also from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
How you doing?
Thank you. Hi. Oh. I would like a reading, please.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, I want to be connected. I should
okay.
say. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Now, Linda, there's a younger male that passed. And Linda, your father passed. Your father passed.
Yes.
Yeah, because I keep on getting dad here. He keeps on saying, it's dad, it's dad. Okay, so your dad's sending love to you, like, big time. And did he, because he's talking about, like, not getting to say goodbye. Does that make any sense?
Well, I wasn't with him when he passed.
Okay. Give me one sec. Now, are you having problems with your leg?
Yeah.
Okay, because he keeps on worrying about your leg. Do you understand? And almost like you're not taking, and I want to yell at you because you're not taking care of yourself. Do you understand? It's almost like when you don't follow the doctor's protocol. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. You're overriding. You're overriding doctor's protocol here. Do you understand?
See, Linda, you're laughing, but there's no secrets on the other side. They know everything we're
they
up
know.
To over here.
They
I
know
see
everything.
That.
Yeah. So you really need to take more better care of yourself because he's really serious about this. Do you understand? So there needs to be taken better care
I
of yourself.
Understand.
This is loving yourself more, do you understand? Making yourself important because he's telling me you're not. And, I don't know why he keeps on showing me the bathroom, but he keeps on showing me the bathroom. Something with
oh,
the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, there's something with the bathroom. I don't know why he keeps on showing me the bathroom, but... Does that make any sense
the
to you?
The doctor just gave me water pills.
Oh, so you're in the bathroom. All right, well, it keeps on showing me the bathroom, the bathroom. Okay. All right, well, it makes sense then.
And I just sprained my ankle 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yes.
Then you really need to take care of yourself. You really need to, you know, like, stay off it. Like, go by the protocol of what you're supposed to be doing. Because he's telling me you're not. You're not following protocol.
I'm not. He's
and he keeps on
right.
showing me. Is there anything with late-night eating? Something with the... I keep on seeing the refrigerator light being on. My wife keeps on showing me the refrigerator light. But there's something with... I don't know if you're not eating right. But there's something with, you know, with the fridge. Because he keeps on showing me the refrigerator. And it's almost feeling like well, you're not supposed to be eating some things and you're eating. So
could be, yes.
All right. Well, he wants you to pay more attention to your health right now. And I do feel like there's I do feel like there's going to be healing with it. I feel like you're going to be bouncing around again. Do you understand? So
yes,
you'll be. It feels like it's taking a little bit longer than it should, though. Does that make any sense?
Yes,
all
it
right.
does. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get antsy?
That was very good. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
He loves you. He's blowing kisses
I can't
at
believe
you.
That.
Big
can
time.
You-
So and what's
yeah,
the celebration?
I know, I can't. Hmm?
Any celebration with December?
December?
Yeah.
No.
It's either December or January. He keeps on going to the winter, dead winter.
Really? No.
Yeah, he keeps on celebrating the winter. And is there anything with a grandson?
No.
All right, he keeps on showing me either it's a son or a grandson, something with son I keep on hearing.
Okay, well, we've
My
got to leave it there with you,
son?
Linda.
Yeah.
Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show, and just know they're watching over you.
Yes.
I see that. It's scary.
I know. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
I can't believe it. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, well, we're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you guys might want to check out Lynn's website. You can find her at lynnthespiritualmedium.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get back to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Lynn LeClaire, but before we get back to Lynn and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us.
And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like L.L. Bean, The Gap, Nordstrom, Petco, QVC, Victoria's Secret, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. Lynn LeClaire is here with us tonight. We've got time for maybe a couple of more phone calls, so let's go to our next caller. I believe we have Nancy on the line from New York. Are you with us, Nancy?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm going to turn you right over to Lynn.
Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
Now,
do you want to hear from Spirit, or do you have a question?
Yes, I love a connection to Spirit.
Okay. All right, give me a moment then. I get a motherly figure around you. Does that make any sense, Nan?
No.
All right, let me just see who she is. I keep on getting... Mom's mom passed.
Mom, yes.
Okay. 'cause she keeps on coming in, and she's sending love to everybody.
Okay.
Anything with a really young passing, like a young male passing, really young.
How young?
This feels like a baby.
No.
Okay. I don't know why I keep on getting this baby. Okay. And it feels like a male baby, too. All right. Give me one sec. And anything with the name Mary or Marie?
I have a sister-in-law named Maria.
Maria, okay. See, this would be like, I know this is going to sound, but I keep on feeling like this is like a miscarriage of a baby. There's a baby here that just keeps, this male baby keeps on coming through. Does it make any sense?
And it's just my grandmother?
The baby's with your grandmother. All right, I keep on hearing it, and I have to give it out that way. Give me one sec. And Mom's still living, your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she keeps on sending love to her daughter. She keeps on giving love to her daughter.
Okay.
And anybody with the L name, like Laura or Lisa or anything with the L and then the A at the end of the name? It could be Loretta,
no.
But just nothing with the L and the A at the end.
No.
Okay. And is there an Italian side to the family?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I keep on hearing Italian side to the family. All right, and there's nobody with the L in the beginning and A at the end of the name. There's no Lisa. No. All right, she keeps on saying it. Okay.
And does Mom have a sister?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she keeps on giving me, like, the L.A. around the other daughter. There's no cousin with the L.A.?
Not that I know of.
And anything with a marriage coming up? A wedding coming up? And does the other daughter have a son? Something with a marriage? There's a wedding coming up?
The other sister is not married.
No. There's something with a wedding coming up. She keeps on talking about a wedding coming up.
My grandmother's saying that?
Yeah, she keeps on talking about a wedding.
It could be news you haven't heard yet.
All right.
Maybe. And,
yeah.
And something, yeah. I don't know if it's this is her grandson, but there's something with a son. So, and there's something, I don't know if he's dating a Lisa or a Laura or something with this, but there's something with a wedding. So,
okay.
She's all excited about this.
Okay.
And anything with a change of work with you?
No, I haven't worked in years.
All right, well, there's something with change of work, so there's something with work coming up. So, she keeps on talking about work, new work.
Okay.
I don't know. And there's a brother that you have?
Yes.
Because she keeps on talking about the brother, your brother.
Okay.
I don't know if the work is around him or you, but there's something with new work I keep on hearing. All right, she keeps on talking about new work, new work. So there's something with new work coming in.
So it might be connected to him then. Maybe it will
be connected to him
somewhere. All righty. I think we're going to have to leave it there, though, with you. Nancy, thank you so much for calling
into the show, though.
Oh, thank you.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Be well.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye. You too. All righty. I think we have time for maybe one more call. I think we have, is it Delaney on the phone from California?
From California.
Yes, is this Delaney? Hello?
Hello?
Do we have somebody
Gina.
On the phone from California? Oh, we have Gina on the phone. Okay, welcome to the show, Gina.
Is it Tina?
Hi, Doreen.
Hi.
It's Tina.
So
yes.
I want to make sure that I have your name right. Did you say Tina or Gina?
Tina with a T, like Thomas.
With a T. Okay, there you go. I'm going to turn you over to Lynn.
Hi, Tina. How are you doing
tonight? I'm fine, Lynn. How are you?
Oh, good. Let me just see who's here for you. Now, Tina, Mom passed?
Like a mother figure.
Okay. Like a mother figure. Oh, she keeps on identifying
yes,
herself
my grandmother.
As Mom. Oh, my God, does she love you? She is giving so much love. Give me one sec. She's funny, too. She has a good personality. Give me one sec. I feel like you were her life, though. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Because she makes me feel like you're her life. Like, she absolutely adores you. And she's thanking you, too. Do you understand? Give me one sec. She keeps on throwing out things. So I don't know if you were throwing out things, but she keeps on throwing out things. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. She's funny, though, because she throws out, like, get rid of this crap. Do you understand?
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, she is so funny. I love her personality. She's like a no-nonsense lady.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one sec. Now, she's telling me the grandfather, her husband passed, too.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's here, too, she's telling me. She's with him. Do you understand?
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
she wants you to know she's with him.
That is amazing.
And she keeps on saying he's also blowing kisses to you. So he's giving kisses here.
Thank you.
She's very strong, your grandmother. Like, I feel like what she says goes. Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
I feel like, and you know what? I'm laughing. I feel like she had very selective hearing. So I don't know if she pretended she couldn't hear some things, but then she would really hear everything. But she is funny. Oh, I get such a kick out of her. And she gives a lot of love to you. Now, were you from New York?
No, not at all.
Okay. Then who was from New York? She keeps on showing me New York. All right, let me just see what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, somebody must have been in the tri-state region because she keeps on showing me this. So I don't know if somebody was in Jersey or New York, but there was something with this. All right, give me one sec. And did she have a son that passed?
Yes, my uncle.
Yeah, because she's telling me her son's here. She's, like, bringing everybody in. She's like, come on in. And he's also sending love to you. And I want to say you're too good for your own good. Your grandmother's telling me. Like, you're too good to like, you're too good. Like, you overgive. Do you understand that? All right, well, there's an overgiving with you where you need to learn to receive. One sec. And anything with the name John.
John?
Yeah.
John or Don?
No, it's John, who would be still living.
With a J.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay,
yes, my great uncle.
Okay,
John.
So there is a John. Alrighty. I hate to cut you guys short, but we are just about out of time.
Okay.
We are just about there. So, Tina, thank you so much for calling into the show. We appreciate it. I hope these little mini readings helped everyone that called in tonight, and I can't believe how fast this hour goes. It speeds by. But I do want to thank our guest, Lynn LeClaire, for joining us this evening. And Lynn, if our listeners would like more information about you or if they want to schedule a private session with you, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Yes.
Okay. So on the web, lynnthespiritualmedium.com. And we thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You're very welcome. In the meantime, we would like to thank our listeners also for being with us tonight, and we invite all of you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and you can check out all of our upcoming events. Please join us next Thursday night, September 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Our guest on Signs of Life Radio will be Dr. Jane Katra, and she'll be on the show with your host, Angelina Diana. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. In the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.